All right, so to wrap things up, now we're going to get the veterans' experience. So our first guest is a two-time Super Bowl MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, Eli Manning.
What's up, brother?
Next up, number 21, Landon Collins.
So, I know you guys have been craving that linebacker play. So the Giants went out this offseason and they signed number 52, Alec Ogletree.
And last but not least, the new blind side of the New York Giants, Nate Solder.
Boss.
Yeah, let's take it. I said that.
All right, you take the first one for Eli. Go ahead.
I mean, where do we start?
Wherever you want.
You guys have a little history.
You know, obviously, you know, seeing the way that you came into this offseason, obviously you're in great shape. You're motivated. Just talk about your attitude. A lot was said and a lot of things were taken from the 2017 season to give you a lot of motivation going into this year.
Well, obviously, Coach Shermer said it best. I have the best body of a 37-year-old he's ever seen. Obviously, you go through, and you play long enough, you're going to have good seasons, bad seasons. Going through a rough season, it definitely motivates you to come back and prove the doubters and get back on the right page. And the good thing about the NFL and football, it's good and bad. You can go from being really good to really bad and go from bad to really good very quickly in this game. And so just motivated to get back with my teammates, get to work, make sure I'm doing everything I can do to get healthy, stay healthy, keep my arm strength going and get these young guys up and coming and get them on the same page, learn this new offense with Coach Shermer, which has been a lot of fun, having him in meetings, learning from him. It makes sense to me. I'm picking things up. I can visualize it very quickly. And just, it's been fun getting to work with these guys every day, competing and getting some vets in here like Alec, from Nate. These guys have been around winning teams and they know how to practice and they know how to prepare. And those things are contagious. Those things make a difference when you get young guys around here and other players landing the way he, practices. You want those guys around there. It makes everybody better.
Landon, obviously, new scheme with Coach Betcher. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've learned about it and what you like about it.
I like that we blitz almost five people every time. I know Eli doesn't like it because he can't pick up the blocking scheme, but it's awesome.
Shots fired early,
Real quick. Right. Wasted no time.
But nah, it's awesome. It's a great scheme. For me, honestly, it's coming back from Alabama. It's like kind of second nature. It's the same kind of scheme that I ran back in the day. So just coming off the edge, blitzing, taking shots, it's awesome, yeah.
Alec, you come here to New York after playing for the Rams. Sort of your impressions of being a New York Giant and obviously the tradition that exists here, we talked about it earlier, from Sam Huff in the 50s to Harry Carson, who you'll see around the building, and I'm sure he'll say a couple things every now and then, because Harry doesn't hold back, to Lawrence Taylor, to Antonio Pierce and Jesse Armstead's in the building. Just talk a little bit about that tradition and being a part of it.
Definitely, man. I'm thrilled to be here. I've been in the league a little while, so, I've seen the Giants from afar and always had a lot of respect for the organization. And like you said, the tradition of linebacker here is top-notch, the best in the league, best throughout the league, So, for me to get opportunity to come be a part of that, and I definitely look forward to the opportunity, getting to play with these guys and, you know, I got a lot of respect for each man that's sitting up here today. And like you said, it's exciting for me for sure. Like you said, this is my first time having a real live fan base that's, you know, that's die hard, you know. And so I told Coach Ross, I said, I'm really looking forward to that part of, you know, I haven't had that feeling since I was at Georgia. And so, you know, to get the ego right there.
Roll Tide.
So, I'm excited about it for sure.
Nate had a great career with the New England Patriots, able to win 2 Super Bowls, 98 games
Come on,
played.
Man.
But you were able to go through some postseasons, win some playoff games, win Super Bowls, but have some defeats. How are you going to try to use that leadership, not only in the Giants' offensive line room, but for the offense and team?
Well, we won't talk about the things that we did in the past, right? you know, I think the biggest thing is it doesn't matter what happened last year. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter what any of those situations. What matters is what we do going forward. So it's going to be a big emphasis. Every moment, as critical as it can be, every single snap, being the best that you can be every time. And that's something I take from where I've been before, and I think it just carries forward wherever you are if you want to be on a good organization.
Eli, offensively, obviously you got Saquon, who they drafted, Will, who they drafted, bringing Nate in. You got Ingram, you got Beckham, you got Shep, but the offensive line a little bit reconfigured. Just explain to the fans sort of the process of trying to bring that all together with a new system as well.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, obviously that's what this time of year, while we're going through these OTAs, is just so important and critical, especially with the offensive line going against a team and a defense, like Landon said, that's blitzing a lot. You know, that's great for us because we're making calls, we're making adjustments, picking up protections on the run, you know, quickly changing protections to get it to a slide to try to pick up overloads. And so it's great communication, you know, between me and the center's offensive line. You get Will in there as a rookie, but you have a lot of, you know, you have some new faces, some new bodies in there. So that communication is so helpful. And I think it's going to prepare for us going down the line when you play other teams. We're going to have a lot of work picking up these blitzes. And obviously, with Evan and Sterling, we have a lot of reps together, you know, running certain routes. And in the NFL, you can have different concepts. There's only so many kind of routes you can run. And so Evan and Sterling, we already have a great connection right there. Odell, still coming back from his injury. He'll be back, you know, running routes soon. It won't take us long to get on the same page, you know, after 4 years together. So we have a lot of weapons. Saquon's learning quickly, catching the ball out of the backfield. And you know, I think like Coach Trummer said, we got to, you know, learn to be kind of that gritty offense, be able to run the ball and be tough. And I think we've kind of made some adjustments and got some guys, added some key players that are give us that that possibility of doing that. And that's how you can kind of wear down some defenses and win some games in the fourth quarter when you start running the ball, and then that'll help out our play action and all those things.
Let's take some questions from some of the fans here. Young gentleman over here on our left.
My name is John from New Jersey, and my question is for Landon Collins. Which player inspired you to become a player in football instead of any other sport?
My ultimate favorite player, he passed away, was Sean Taylor. Why he inspired me and why I play the game so hard and with so much passion is because of him. He plays it with passion. He plays it like it's his last down. And every time he stepped on the field, people feared him. People made it known that he's at on the field and wanted to be one of the best people ever to touch the field. And that's what I want to be. So trying to live up to his style of play is very hard, but I'm trying my best.
Thanks for the question. Yeah. Let's go here to the right.
My name is Matthew Bickoff, and I have a question for Eli. What food do you like to eat before the game?
Matthew, that's a good question, pal. I like to, it just kind of depends. I mean, I like to eat, you know, in the morning, I like to get my eggs and get my oatmeal and my fruits, kind of eat healthy, and then... You know, if it's a little later, get some grilled chicken, get some of my veggies. So, you know, eat your vegetables, Matthew, you know.
We'll keep it here on the lower level to our left.
Hey, my name is Mike from Freehold, New Jersey.
Oh, he's got a scripted question.
This question's for Nate. Nate, you played for the Patriots your whole career so far. What's the biggest change for you coming to the Giants and playing for the good guys here in New York?
This is an amazing crowd, by the way, the amount of energy in here. What's the good thing? Well, so we matched up once in the Super Bowl, right? And who won that one? So that's all I have to say on that one, right? That was twice, right? Well, I was there for once, but twice, yeah. Man, I am so glad to be here. You can go any team in the NFL. This is the classiest, most well-run organization there is.
We're thankful to have you.
Glad to be here. Thanks.
Down here on the lower level to our right.
My name is Harris from North Brunswick, and it's for Alex Ogletree. I'm so excited to have you on the team, watching you from afar. The defensive captain, and we need some leadership after last year, all the turmoil going on in the locker room, and I was wondering, what are you going to bring to the team? You know, in terms of leadership, and before you start, one thing, my grandma couldn't make it here tonight. She's 90 years old, been a lifelong season ticket holder, and if you guys can give a shout out to her, Shirley, I really appreciate it.
Shouts out to Shirley.
Shirley.
back to your question. Like Nate said earlier, what happened last year is last year. You know, this year you can only worry about what's going to happen now. And you know, for me coming here, you know, I definitely want to bring, you know, my ability as far as leadership goes. You know, I wouldn't say I'm much of a hollerer, I guess you could say that, whatever, but I do expect guys to be where they need to be, and they expect me to do the same. So, you know, I try to lead by example, you know, mostly. And, you know, like I said, when something needs to be said, you know, I definitely have a problem saying it. But, you know, we're definitely looking forward to this season for sure.
Excited to have you, man.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Let's go up to the mezzanine to our left.
Hey, my name's Ben. CU Boulder. Nate, shout out. Love to meet you after. Questions for Eli. Eli, with Odell coming back, Saquon coming in, the additions to the offensive line. Can you help me understand how we're not considered one of the top offenses in the NFL?
Well, you know, I think that's interesting about football. On paper, it looks good, but it's all a matter of on the field. Can you make plays? Can you make plays in key situations, on two-minute drives, on four-minute drives to end the game? Can you run it out? Do you have that toughness? Can you play smart football? So I think we'll be able to make those big plays. We have playmakers with Odell and Sterling Evan, Saquon. You have guys where you can, you know, get them the ball. They can do exciting things. But can you also just, you know, get the five-yard gains? Hey, you know, make smart decisions in critical moments. So that's what it's all about, you know. And it's not just the big plays. It's just about, you know, being able to run the ball and get, you know, get 4 yards, staying good down and distance to give your guys those opportunities to get some man coverage. And so then you can hit that slant that, you know, that goes through a big play, and you get the defense to blitz some, and so you get some guys running in space. So it's good to have talented guys and be good on paper, but you got to put it onto the field and show up on game day. But I think we have those guys who can show up on game day and make those plays.
Thank you.
Mezzanine to our right.
Hey, this question's for Landon. So as you sit here tonight amongst three former captains for their respective teams, is that something that you see in your future for the New York Giants?
Of course. even though if I don't have the C on my chest this coming year, any time I'm here, I still keep myself as a captain. I put myself as heart, like Alex said, man. We need an example.
It's been felt. Thank you.
Got it.
Mezzanine to the left. Lower level left. All go right. Ahead.
I have a question for Alec and Nate. I said, how is playing for different coaches going to come into play with your playing this season for the Giants?
You can always have so much to learn, and I feel like I'm just learning so much from these new coaches. I've always done it a certain way, and when you see things from a different side, you have a more well-rounded game, more better understanding of what we're doing out there.
Thank you.
Pretty much the same way you said. I've had a chance to play for, this will be my third head coach now. So, you know, I kind of got a little experience in it. But like you said, man, you take different things from each coach, each experience that you go through, and you just try to gel it all together and you know, make your game better. So,
let's go with the mezzanine to the right.
Hey, my question is for Nate Soldier. Now, I know it's really early into the off season still, but I've already heard reports of you staying, you know, later after practice to train with Eric Flowers, and you know, just before Will Hernandez already gave you a shout out. So I was just wondering how important it is to you, how you know that attribute of leadership is from the left tackle position, and how do you think it's going to affect the development of this offensive line going forward?
Well, like I said before, it doesn't just happen. You gotta work at it. And so I don't look for opportunities to be a leader. I was just looking for an opportunity to help improve the team in whatever I can do, whatever facet that is. If it's staying after for a couple of, you know, we stay there for 5 minutes and go through a couple bag drills or whatever it is, I'm really here to serve the guys and help whoever I can.
Spoken like a true leader. Thank you.
Lower level on the left here.
My name is Matthew, and my question is for Eli Manning. 10 years ago in the Super Bowl in 2007, what was your reaction when David Tyree caught that pass?
You know, we worked on that play all week, and I was just surprised. Yeah,
anyone.
I was just surprised it worked exactly how we drew it up. We called a timeout, so I went up to Dave and I asked him, you know, hey, did you catch it? And of course, you know, receivers, they always say they caught it. You know, I asked Plaxico one time if he caught it, and they reviewed it. It bounced like 4 times. He still told me he caught it. I'm like, you don't have to lie to me, you know. But anyway, I said to David, I said, David, did you catch it? He said, I caught it. I said, David, you're a Christian, man. You're a Christian. Don't lie to me. He said, I promise I caught it. And sure enough, it did. We still had a lot of football to play after that play. So it was an incredible catch. You saw it kind of slow mo, hitting the on the helmet and everything. But still had to hit a couple plays to get some first downs, and then eventually hit Plaxico. But we saw the play the other day. Tyree, still one of the great plays.
Lower level here on our right.
Hey, I'm Thomas from Livingston, New Jersey.
I like that jersey.
Like that, hey, huh? Ole Miss.
Hey. My question's for Nate. My question's for Nate. So I know you guys have had a lot of success in New England. You have been blocking for one of the best quarterbacks of all time in Tom Brady. How does that differ from blocking for the most elite quarterback in the NFL right now?
There you go. There you go.
He just makes a lot more plays behind me than Tom did, that's all. Thanks for your question. I'm just so excited to be here, like I said. You guys are awesome.
Eli, I love you.
Likewise.
Thanks. Are we bottom left or right? Bottom right? Bottom right.
This is for Landon. Was it cool getting your first interception?
My very first one?
Yes,
it was, definitely. Got the opportunity to get the ball back to offense so that he can make plays and just have the ball in my hands. Try to stay on my feet my very first time, but it was very awkward. But I got it. I was very happy, yes.
Thanks for the question. You know, if you got some questions, line up. I want to ask Landon. Oh, we'll go here. We'll go here to the – we have here in the – there we go.
Yeah.
Lower left.
Hi, I'm Eli. I was born in 2008, right after the Super Bowl. Yeah. This one's for Eli. Who's your first touchdown pass to?
First touchdown pass is to Jeremy Shockey, my rookie year. versus Atlanta, kind of my first start. So still a great memory for me, and kind of getting that first one under the belt, and keep throwing some more. So we got some good tight ends, and hopefully we'll get Evan Engram going, and get him a bunch of touchdowns this year.
Thank you, Eli. So I want to ask Alec and Nate this, but Landon, you could probably relate to it too a little bit. You've been around long enough. What's it like, and for you guys, how much are you looking forward to some of the former players that tend to be around a lot? I don't know how it's like in New England or with the Rams, but, you know, for you having Antrell around, who won a Super Bowl, and, you know, we got Carl Banks doing TV shows with us, Harry Carson doing TV shows, Jesse works for the franchise, Lawrence Taylor comes around, Strahan always pops in, Tuck pops in, OC pops in, Deal is in the building, O'Hara's in the building, Soybert's always around. Just kind of picking their brains. Start with you, Landon, what it's like having former guys that have won around impromptu. Not like the coach invites them in. They just show up in the cafeteria, pull up a chair, and have lunch with you.
Oh, man, it's awesome. Literally, like you said, they just show up. You never know they're coming. And they're fans of us, honestly. They just want us to be great. Just like they were, and they just to get the knowledge from those guys and pick their brains is awesome. That's about it. I mean, just knowing Antrell, talking to Straham, and how, because I do it at the softball game, they come over and we just talk ball and how y'all won, you know, and just. It intrigues me to try to bring that same knowledge and same integrity to the guys that's here now.
Alec, you're looking forward to, you know, like on a Friday, Strahan could just pop in, and all of a sudden you'll hear this big laugh, and he's strolling through the cafeteria, and he holds court.
Exactly. No, like you said, man, that's exciting. You can see the tradition. You see the history. You see, you know, everything that it means to be a Giant. And, you know, like you said, when you have those guys in the building, it helps the young guys up just to see if you do it the right way, you could be at this level. And, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing those guys in the building and, you know, like you said, picking their brain.
Nate, I know you don't want to see Strahan, Osi, or Tuck.
I still see him in my nightmares.
But seeing, you know, having these guys around just, you know, in the building in the morning for breakfast or whatever, just to be able to talk.
That's a big reason why we came here. It was something that's kind of been validated. When we were getting our haircut the other day together, right? And I just think when you have an organization.
Don't get me started. You're the guest. I don't want to.
So when you have a great organization, it doesn't necessarily manifest itself 1 or 2 years down the road, but 5, 10, 15 years down the road, and people still care. They're still involved. They're still a part of that group. And they say, once a Giant, always a Giant. That kind of validates that to me, and I think that's really special.
Well, we asked Coach Shermer earlier about the identity of the 2018 Giants. What's the identity in your guys' eyes?
Gritty, tough, bad mother.
Yeah, I think the same thing. Kind of you said. Put the words right out of my mouth. Yeah. But I think, you know, this gritty and tough. I think, you know, our championship teams, our championship teams were like that. The defense was definitely like that. They swarmed. They got after the quarterbacks. They got pressure. And offensively, we could run the ball, and we could throw the ball down the field and make big plays. And I think that's kind of what you set up. When you're running it, that sets up the play action. And so, you know, I think we've done that with the offensive line, kind of got, you know, tougher there, meaner. Hernandez already gotten like 5 fights already. I love it. You know, so, I think Gettleman had the best word for him. He's cranky. I like my offensive lineman cranky, you know, so the crankier the better. He's definitely fits that mold, but, you know, and then get it, you know, Nate's just a professional. He comes in, he knows his stuff. You see him in the training room, kind of just doing his prehab, getting ready, doing his workouts. He, you know, well prepared. So that mentality is going to help that, you know, a young offensive line group come in there and be ready. So I think, and then, you know, that other word Alex used, I think that we got it.
How lunch? cafeteria. How refreshing is it to see what he did, push the tables together? Because we haven't seen that since, you know, Kareem and David and all those guys were there.
Yeah, I think it was great. You know, he kind of got some tables, pushed it together. Now the offensive line could kind of sit and have, eight of them all together kind of having lunch. And it's just, I think that for the offensive line group, from my experience, it's not always having like, and no offense to anybody, not always having like the five best offensive linemen. It's them working together. It's, five guys that work together the best. And can they communicate? Can they pass things off? Do they help each other out? Do they know, their assignments, what they're doing? And it's that for that group. And that's where it's a bond. You got to have that tight bond. And for those guys to kind of start that, and Nate to kind of understand that and start pulling that together was great to see.
Nate, who'd you learn that from?
Well, you know what it says in the Bible? It says to break bread together. So as with your brothers, you break bread. And that's where it all forms, that bond, you know what I mean? And I think there is a special bond with offensive linemen because no one really knows or can truly fully appreciate what we do, because many times it's the wide receiver or the quarterback or someone that gets credit for us picking up some sort of stunt or blitz that we cheer for each other for. And a lot of times someone, the guy next to me, the guard or the tight end, is saving my tail all the time, you know what I mean? So we work together, like you said, and it's in those off football moments where you're eating together, you're spending time together, you get to know each other, you trust each other, you build that kind of camaraderie.
Final question comes from the mezzanine to our right.
This is Ed from Fair Lawn. I have a question for Eli, but before I do that, Nate, I want to welcome you to the New York Giants and let you know that if you put that football against that helmet, it will stick.
Thank you.
Eli, my question is, what's the biggest adjustment that you have to make going from the offense from the last couple of seasons to the offense that you're going to be running under Pat Shurmur?
Well, I mean, obviously it's just the terminology, but it's coming, again, as I said earlier, it's coming around so quickly. It all makes sense, the reason they call it this formation or this play, and you've played enough football now. It's very similar plays, it's just called different words, but it's really been a smooth adjustment, and I think now it's just understanding Coach Shurmur and his mindset of how he wants to call plays. When to go to certain protections, certain looks that he wants to get to. So it's really just more picking his mind, and that just comes from practice, just saying, hey, getting ideas from, watching the film after, saying, hey, you could have gone to this check, or you could have, gone this, to get a firmer protection. So just kind of picking his mind and understand how he sees things, how he wants things done. And it's just a learning curve going through that, but it's going well. It's a great mind to pick and kind of learn from him and how he sees it, but it makes sense to me and I enjoy it. I think we are throwing the ball down the field a little bit more with this offense, which every quarterback likes to throw the ball down the field. So I'm excited about that.
Thank you very much for the question. Hey, this is the fourth Giants Town Hall, and a round of applause for the staff here at the Beacon Theater. Wonderful job as always. And we want to say thank you for sponsoring the event this evening. New York Presbyterian, the number one hospital in New York, and the Giants Legacy Club. Thank you very much, New York Presbyterian. And how about a big round of applause for Eli Manning, Landon Collins, Alec Ogletree, and Nate Soldier. That wraps up the program. Thank you for coming. Thank you for your loyalty. And we look forward to a great season. Have a good night, everybody.